It's a time for giving and a time for getting. A time for forgiving and a time for forgetting. Cause
like forgetting
Christmas
to do a podcast.
Is love. Christmas is peace. A time for hating and fighting to cease. It's Tom Mattack.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Circling. Yeah, so mistletoe and wine and
we
all
didn't
that. It's
forget
Christmas.
To do the podcast for weeks.
Well, no, we haven't. We've just
it's
been...
not about forgetting. It's about not being able to, unfortunately. And
yeah, well, that. Tom moved. I was in Vienna. Some of you might have seen on the old Twitter bobs. And then yeah, before that we were doing something as well. Oh no, I just forgot to release the podcast the week before that. That's what happened. Silly me. That is a chain we'll forget for me. I edited the podcast, I put the podcast on the website, and then I forgot to publish the podcast.
Oh, so that podcast still not up?
No, it is up. It's been up for a week, I think. So there was a week of no podcast where there should have been podcast, then there was a podcast where there shouldn't have been a podcast, yeah. And then there wasn't a podcast.
And then Blast Process changed its website.
Yeah,
so
it did.
It's not very straightforward for me to post on there.
No, maybe not, but
I haven't got my head around how to the new setup.
This is the world we live in, Tom. These are the challenges we face.
It's been absolute chaos. I say, whenever you move place, which I've done far too much just recently, there's a lot of things to do. But we're both very happy to be here this evening making a new podcast and our final podcast of 2015.
Yes.
What a year.
Indeed.
But we're not going to get into that this time. We're going to save our games of the year till January.
Yes, we will, and it'll actually come out.
Yeah, because who knows what we might play over Christmas period or discover in that time.
I do. I know what I'm going to play over Christmas.
You do?
Chibi Robo!
Oh my. This
so,
is
yeah.
The new one.
Yes, it is.
Called Zip...
Ziplash.
That sounds pretty violent, doesn't it?
Ziplash. Yes, it does. Sounds like you could be hurt by fondling that amiibo. Mm. He lit you with a plug.
Oh, it's
he
a
doesn't
nice
like
amiibo.
It. It is a good amiibo. Fortunately, I don't have to transport the amiibo back home with me. That's staying here. Yeah. The game is just the thing that's being sent to Santa in the North Pole to be wrapped and then delivered into my tree inexplicably. So
is there
into
amiibos then?
Kind of weaned off. I really want a KK slider. But
that's the thing.
That is a thing.
Oh, because there's Animal Crossing amiibos now.
Buy a KK slider.
Stupid Animal Crossing board game.
Yeah, that's absolutely fucking terrible.
For people who love Animal Crossing.
Yeah, but like,
on a board game.
It's Mario Party without a point. I watched the folks.
Mario Party never has a point.
No, but I mean, like, at least Mario Party is like a game. This is just like, oh, well, you walk around, whoever's got the most money at the end wins. But like, there's no mini games. It's just the board game bit of it.
Well, I've never been a fan of the series, so it's not something I'm going to jump on board with.
You know me, I love Animal Crossing. I've done myself personal harm by playing too much Animal Crossing back in the day. But no, I have no interest in this whatsoever. Or Happy Home Designer. Give me a proper Wii U Animal Crossing where I can sit in my bedroom under a quilt and then playing it on the gamepad. That'd be good. I'd be fully behind that.
Mm. How about the Star Wars Disney Infinity figures? Are you interested in them?
Not really. I've seen one or two nice ones. I like the Boba Fett. I'll probably buy the Boba Fett. He's probably the only one.
I saw the Kylo Ren one the other day for the first time.
Yeah.
I thought, pretty cool. Although I didn't get it. I don't really know if I like Kylo Ren yet. Because at this point, I haven't seen the film.
Yeah.
Both of us have now.
Yeah. It's
thumbs
good, isn't
up,
it?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it? Well,
we're not going to go into any detail about the Star Wars film, but it's a good film to go and see at the cinema.
It is. If you like Star Wars, you'll probably like this.
And if you don't like Star Wars, I think you probably like it as well.
Yeah, it's true. It's very vanilla in its flavouring.
I say, we're not going to talk too much about that. But I'm not sure if I like... I'm still not sure if I like Kylo Ren, so... I don't know. I'm kind of tempted by Disney Infinity 3.0, but at the same time... I kind of don't think I'll like it from what I've seen of the game already. So
no, you probably won't.
I'm sticking with Lego Star Wars.
That's good.
At the moment. And I recently picked up Lego Star Wars 3.
The Clone Wars.
For the PS3. And Yeah, I like that. It looks really nice. It's probably the best looking one I've played yet.
It's a pretty game. I missed out on having my minifigures in that by like
really
3 weeks. Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
What a shame.
I know.
But I kind of do like the Clone Wars stuff, and I kind of do like elements of the prequels, and I'll hold my hands up and say that now that
yeah,
I quite like the atmosphere of those films. I don't think they're the greatest films in the world, but I like to play a game within the Clone Wars world. I like the from what I've seen, I watched the movie, the Clone Wars, the yes, animated one for the first time recently.
Yeah,
and I think I'd like to watch the series now. I like this.
I wouldn't let that animated movie fool you into watching the series.
No,
they're tonally very different.
I've heard people don't like the movie.
I really like the movie. I'm kind of impartial to the series. I had to watch it because that was my job. First two seasons are very, very middle of the road. Third and fourth are okay, and then the fifth was okay as well.
I really just want to see more of that dynamic between Ahsoka and
Anakin. God, you'll want to hurt yourself.
Really? Is it not interesting?
She's just an annoying child for like the first four series, and then even in the fourth, where she's a bit more grown up and dignified, she's still an annoying child.
But the idea of getting at least some more development of Obi-Wan and Anakin might be... Is there any of that? Because that's something that there's not enough of in the films.
No, Obi-Wan is still the pompous prick he is in the prequels.
I do find myself warming towards him, though, now. I used to think when I saw Attack of the Clones, I was like, Obi-Wan, he's pretty boring. I don't like him. But now I'm
having
kind of
rewatched Episode 4 again very recently, I'm like, he's a completely different character to what he is in Episodes 5 and 6. Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi Obi-Wan, when you see him as a ghost, is more in line with Clone Wars Obi-Wan. He's a bit of a wily old geezer.
He has his light-hearted moments, but they're few and far between.
Yeah, but like when he's in episode in New Hope, i.e. Star Wars, he's
quite
a funny guy. I like him. And then I was kind of watching Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, and I'm going like, you know, he's just there to be preachy. I don't necessarily like that. Speaking of which, I've been playing Star Wars on the Game Boy. What a pile of shit that is. Don't buy it. There'll be a boy graphic out
before
this. It'll already be on the internet so I can talk about it. Yay. It's not a good game, Tom. It's really not a good game.
Well, I have a memory of playing it. It's the first Game Boy game I ever played on my friend Gareth's Manchester United Game Boy.
Manchester United.
And I didn't like it then.
Well...
But I bought it because I've been buying Star Wars games just lately.
You have?
And it was cheap.
I know, it is. For very good reason that it's shit. And there's millions of copies of it, even with the label variant when it was published by Ubisoft and not by
Which is the one I got.
Capcom. Yeah, it is a nicer label art than the classic one. The other one takes off of Super Star Wars' art, which is a bit misleading because Super Star Wars is a better game.
But it's not what sticker is on the cartridge, it's what the game is
exactly.
Inside, and not good.
No, not great. Jump mechanics are a bit fuzzy. The fact that you have multiple characters once you find them, though finding them is a massive fucking chore that requires a lot of trial and error because you can't... There's no hints or anything. You just have to figure it all out and then kind of take mental note of where things are. Same with enemy placement. Like, you'll get killed loads of pointless times by enemies and you have to learn the levels in the same way you would in a Mega Man game, except it's just not as fun. Yeah, and then fucks me off even more is I can pretty much get through the first 30 minutes of that game without dying. However, there is a section where you fly the Millennium Falcon and shoot down TIE Fighters, and I've realised my last playthrough of it, the reason I was dying on that section, and you only have 4 lives despite me having 8 continues, you die after you get killed 4 times, was because in the very first bit on Tatooine, there are other caves to explore and you can get more shield for your Millennium Falcon.
As you discovered.
Something that's never fucking told to you throughout the entire game.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the moment we're going through
that
video.
Why am I dying so fast? Yeah. Oh, that's why. And yeah, I would probably been able to do it with those, but I'm not going to play it again. I'm not giving it the satisfaction.
No. How does it rank in your worst Game Boy games of all time?
It's pretty low. It's not terrible. It is playable, like once you learn its rules. I mean, it's not Swamp Thing or anything of that ilk, but it's pretty fucking bad. I wouldn't recommend it. Apparently Empire Strikes Back is even worse, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh no, don't say it's worse. I've got that one too.
Yeah, I know. Super Return of the Jedi is the only decent one.
Yeah, I've still got to pick that one up.
Yeah.
I haven't picked up any. Oh, I picked up it on the Game Gear.
Yes, you did. You picked up Star Wars.
Yes,
told me.
Yeah. Well, I told you, but I didn't tell anyone listening to this podcast.
I know, but I was just going to say it's supposedly a better Persian. I have it on...
A Persian?
A Persian.
you definitely said a better Persian.
Persian rug. No, it's definitely a better version. I have it on emulation. I mean, on a legal cart to play before I finish off my review of the Game Boy version. Okay. But I hear it's a lot better.
So have you bought any better games recently or played any better games?
I picked up some games for the Game Gear, actually. I haven't had any chance to play them. I picked up one game called Factory Panic, which is made by the same folks who made a game called Akida that I played on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
So high hopes for that. That was that weird, like, kind of follow down the ladder game I had to play where you crossed over the paths.
I found that a bit...
I thought confusing. That was interesting, though. Interesting enough to pay €3 for... another game by that company. I also picked up Daffy Duck in Hollywood because that was the same price, €3. And I also got a copy of The Ottifants, which is another Game Boy game. It's Germany, and it's also on the Game Gear.
You have to tell me what the Daffy Duck game's like, because
You told me your heartbreaking story.
I'll share this with you, listening to the podcast tonight, or whenever you are listening to it. I was, as a kid, I had a Master System, and I remember going into Game in the UK, one of the popular game stores there, and looking at the Master System games.
Yes.
I didn't even think there was a time when Game sold Master System games.
It can't have been a game, though.
It was Game.
Really? Yeah. Interesting, because around that time for us, down in South Wales, it would have been an Electronics Boutique.
Yeah, I think in Hanley Shopping Centre, the Potteries, they had a game. It's also where I got my Dreamcast from. But I saw Daffy Duck in Hollywood. And being a fan of Daffy Duck, he's my favourite Warner Brothers, Looney Tunes character.
Yes.
And I thought, I'll get this. It was on the shelf in its wrapping, in its cellophane wrapping.
Yeah.
Which is unusual, for one. And the wrapping had kind of come off a little bit. And I was like, oh, I want this, but it looks like it's been tampered with. As the child's mind works, you know, I didn't know if it was a good thing to get.
Yeah.
And so I've made up my mind, I get Sonic Chaos, because I can't go wrong with Sonic.
Yeah.
And that must have been in its cellophane wrapping, so obviously I thought that was a better purchase. I remember at the time, I also saw Lemmings at the time, and thought about it.
You're like, fuck that noise, who cares about Lemmings?
I had played it by that point on the Atari ST, I think.
And you thought the same as the rest of us, fuck that noise.
No, I liked it, and I was considering it. But there was some reason why I was really into platform games, I think, and the fact that it was a puzzle game.
And, you know, you are slightly obsessed with Sonic.
Yeah.
As you previously told us, maybe you would share it with your friend who you used to read Sonic the comic with.
Yeah. Sally Hood.
Win her back. Win her back, Tom.
So I enjoyed Sonic Chaos, but was disappointed it was a bit short.
Yeah. Any Persians in that?
I don't think so. Not that I remember.
Oh, that's a shame.
There's a Persian in Pokemon, though.
There is, yeah. And in the Prince of...
Prince of Persians.
Prince of Persians, yeah.
That's a good podcast title.
It is. I'm writing it down.
So what are we talking about?
Games we've purchased.
Oh.
Actually, I should mention I got those games in Cybertron in Vienna, one of my favourite retro game stores in all of Europe. Oh, Vienna!
I think every time you've said Vienna, I've come back with that.
I think so. Probably every time I've brought it up in this podcast, I've been to Cybertron a couple of times.
Oh, Vienna.
Yeah. It means nothing to me, but Cybertron does. I picked up some Game Boy games while I was
there as well. You'd recommend
visiting
that place if
Yes,
you
I
go
would.
To
it is a museum
Vienna.
And game shop, and all of their prices are very fair. All of those Game Gear games were €3. The Game Boy games I'm about to mention were €5. I picked up a copy of Rampart for the Game Boy, a game I already own. It's a real-time strategy game. Not really that fond of it. However, my label was absolutely shagged, and it was €5. It's a game that sells for about 30. I was like, I'll have that. And then I picked up two games I didn't have. One of them was High Stakes Gambling, which, as you can imagine, was a gambling game.
Great for kids. What do you want for Christmas, Jimmy? High stakes gambling, because Daddy likes it.
I want high stakes gambling. Yes, Jimmy, okay. I picked that up. I was a barrel of laughs, as you might imagine.
Were the stakes high?
They were. I played Virtual Blackjack and won at it several times. It was like, great, but I'm not actually winning any money. So I turned it off. Then I played Heavyweight Championship Boxing, which is a game by Acclaim. And I was like, well, this is a boxing game by Acclaim. I bet this is garbage. However, quite surprisingly not. Very interesting view from the side. It kind of looks like a wrestling game where you're walking around the ring. So you're kind of like trying to psych each other out and dodging.
Oh, that's a bit different.
Then when you go into combat, it takes the view of the arcade Punch-Out and gives you as a wireframe, and you're physically boxing at the person, so it's like Tellaraw Boxer.
So it's very similar to Punch-Out.
Yes, but...
with added layers to its...
Yeah, yeah, but on a Game Boy, that's pretty fucking impressive.
A Game Gear.
Game Boy.
Oh, sorry, we're on Game Boy now.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm not keeping up with it.
No, I'm buying all portable things in the shop, but yeah, it's a really good game. It's €5. I was just like, yeah, why not? I needed it anyway because it was an American exclusive, but it was a good game. And that was all I bought from that shop. I did buy one or two more things in Vienna, but I'm going to hand the mic over to you.
Oh, what I've bought?
Yeah, tell us, Tom. Tell us.
So I talked about Lemmings. I don't have a box copy of Lemmings 2 on the Game Boy. So what did I do?
Shit in the bed. How much did that cost you?
£13.
Oh, that's all right. That's actually a really good price for that. Don't be upset with that.
I think the postage was £1. No. The postage was £2.80, actually. But I got a couple of things from the same seller, and he just gave me one. He bundled them all together, should I say. So I bought an action figure and some Thundercat things like a key ring.
Was it just some guy selling these? Because from what I remember, Lemmings 2 on the Game Boy is pretty pricey.
No, I think it's about the £20 mark normally. So this is a little bit under what you normally pay for it. But it's a nice condition box copy.
Yeah, okay. No. It's about £40 with it. You got a really good deal on that.
Ah.
Yeah, so it's quite a rare game, boxed. That will only go up in value.
Oh, great. So, yeah, I picked that up. So now I have two copies of the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm sure you can trade some with some other Lemmings fanatic and maybe get Lemmings for the Game Boy Color.
Yeah, that's a bad. I've already got Lemmings for Game Boy Color, but mine's the Japanese version. So yes, if I was being completist, I'd want the European version.
New completing box, American one for $33. Tom, look at it. Look at that artwork. Look how terrible that is.
Mm. That's the artwork from the PlayStation 1 release.
Yeah.
So I picked up that. Here's something that will surprise you. That surprised me as well.
Mm. Okay, go for it.
Sorry, I'm just drinking.
An anticipation.
I bought Wii Fit for the Wii U. Wii Fit U. It was on sale on Nintendo's own website for £40.
Sounds like
brand new.
Bargain.
I could have got a second-hand one for cheaper. But the idea of having a second-hand balance board, I didn't really want. I wasn't sure.
You could buy balance boards for like a fiver.
I know, but I wanted a new balance board.
Yeah, but I know like you can buy like new balance.
I haven't been sullied by anybody's
feet. Yeah, but I'm sure
feet.
You could probably buy new ones. I've seen them boxed around.
You know, this was easy.
£40.
£40. That was half price, Matthew.
Oh, I think they saw you coming, Tom.
Half price.
I think you've just undone the good work you did with Lemmings too.
Oh. Well, then I had to because it's gone to the UK. And I'm going back to the UK for Christmas time. I just don't have my Wii U in the UK and I don't plan on bringing it back. So I had to buy a Wii Fit game that I could play at home. So
you got your Wii U in the UK?
No, I was just saying it's in Denmark.
Okay.
I wasn't going to take it back. So I needed a Wii Fit for the Wii. So I bought Wii Fit Plus for, I think, just under a fiver.
Okay.
Just the game. So yeah. I'm assuming the bounce board will work with the Wii as well. It's the same
thing. I assume so, yeah.
So there we go. I'm going to be getting fit over Christmas on my Wii Fit.
Or you're going to play for 5 minutes and go, this is a pile of shit, and then never touch it again like everyone else did.
It's one of those things I was very curious about for a long time, and now I'm going to experience the Wii Fit.
I've bought several like Get Fit with video games products over the years. All of them are a complete and a waste of time.
I was in the impression that Wii Fit was, you know, quite good.
It's all right, but I mean, it's just like light aerobic exercise.
I need something.
You can flash dance it up. Oh, God, can I film you playing that for the first time to She's a Maniac?
Well, you can't see. I'm not going to bring it back to Denmark, you see. So I could film myself or get someone to
please
film me.
Please do.
Playing
you will
Wii
have
Fit.
A camera. Please do it.
I've also got the Wii Jog thing, remember?
Yes, I know. I've seen you jog with your Wii Jog.
Wii Jog, for those not in the know, is a pedometer-type thing that you push forward on your control stick, but your character doesn't move unless you're jogging on the spot at the same time.
Yes.
So you can play Mario.
Or shaking
instance,
it violently.
With that, yeah. So that's also a good incentive to keep fit. Probably rather do that than use Wii Fit.
Probably a good idea, really, isn't it? It's almost as if it was a waste of 45 quid.
Yeah, altogether. It was
good job, Tom.
Oh,
good
there
job.
You go. Saving money over the Christmas period.
Hey!
I bought Super Swiv for the SNES.
Super Swiv?
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's one what's of them about? Highly regarded. It looks like, what's that Game Boy game with the tank from the top?
Tracks.
It looks like Tracks.
Ooh, oh, really?
For the Super Nintendo.
I've seen the Japanese version of Lemmings for the Game Boy. Look at that.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice
where's
box,
that?
Isn't it? That's €67.
I've never seen
on
that.
On eBay. That's really cool,
oh,
isn't it?
Sorry, you just ooh caught me in it.
Oh. I'll post a screen grab.
Oh, anyway. Sorry.
It's okay.
Pop it there.
You're all flustered.
Super Swiv. Yeah, Super it looks Swiv like Tracks, and it looks a lot of fun. And a lot of people have been talking about it online recently. Reviewers, and it's featured in a lot of top tens, best games on SNES.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The name so rings a bell.
I think it's called something different in the States than it is. I think Super Swiv in Europe, but States have got it under a different name.
I think I owned this at one point. It's called Firepower.
Yeah.
In the States, Firepower 2000. Yeah, that's why I know. It's a Sunsoft game.
Yeah. Like Tracks.
I think I owned this at one point. I think I might have sold it.
Oh, well, I picked that up for a tenner. For just a cartridge. Maybe a little steep.
No, it's all right. £10 for a Super Nintendo game. There's nothing to sniff
at. It's a shame.
You just paid 45 quid for fucking Wii U Fit.
Let's move on. Metroid Prime 2.
Good
job. For a tenner for the GameCube.
Yeah, I picked mine up for a little bit more than I think I paid 12 for mine. So that's all right price.
Gremlins 2 and Gremlins Unleashed. For the Game Boy and Game Boy Color, respectively. I wanted Unleashed. Oh. It just so happened it came with Gremlins.
Oh, God, I can't wait until you play Gremlins 2.
I know Gremlins 2 is not so good.
It's one of the worst games ever made. That is worse than Star Wars.
Okay. Well, I didn't buy it for that, but I happened to own it by byproduct of the
let me know how Gremlins Unleashed is. I'm kind of slowly ebbing towards the idea of doing a full Game Boy Color collection.
It looks okay. The animation on Gizmo looks rather nice.
Gremlins games tend to be quite good. And the one on the Game Boy Advance is all right as
I
well.
I know, and I missed out on a copy for a fiver. Boxed.
Oh, mate. That
I just forgot about it, and it went for a fiver.
Shit.
Some lucky guy got it, but oh well. A game that I've been thinking about for some time and not picked up yet, but I found it at a reasonable price on eBay recently, and that's Street Fighter 3 Double Impact for the Dreamcast.
Oh, okay.
Which is the predecessor to Third Strike.
Yes.
I think. I think by the title Double Impact, it was the second version of Street Fighter 3, but the first to be released on home consoles.
Yes, the first was obviously the arcade version.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see how that compares. I imagine they're going to be very similar. I think there's some different backgrounds, different balancing. Essentially it's the same game, but it's nice to have in the collection.
Yes.
So as far as games buying goes, that's me. I've bought a few gifts and things for other people, but they're the games I bought for myself since we last podcasted.
I don't think I've really bought that much since we last podcasted either. I picked up a copy of Samurai Showdown Anthology for the PS2.
Mm. For yes.
A very reasonable price of €6.
Those Twitter followers will know.
Yes. It's a good game. It's a series of good games. I have yet to play the PS2 version, but I know it's quite rare. I know it's quite sought after. And for that price, I just couldn't let it go.
How much again? Sorry?
€6.
€6. Wow.
There were a lot of things. When I took it to the counter, it said 20, but then all PS2 games are apparently €6 or €6.99, I think. I can't remember which.
That's right.
But I was like, oh, sweet.
Is it obscure on both formats? Because it's on the Wii as well, and the PSP, I think.
The PSP is the most easy to get of the three. Mm. The Wii U one's quite obscure and sought after. The PS2 one, however, especially if you ever see it with English text on the box, the PAL one, was supposedly never released, yet there are versions of it in the wild. A PS2 collector I happen to know visits Retro Collect was actually so adamant on getting one recently on eBay, he put £1,000 on it. He didn't pay £1,000, obviously. He paid like 60, 70 quid, but he was like, I've never seen this. I've been looking for this game for 7 years. I'm buying it.
That's dedication.
It is.
Yeah. can't remember how much the Wii version I picked up was, but it was very reasonable.
You got a year, right?
Yeah, I got it here in Denmark in the first year from GameStop.
Yes, I remember.
But it was, you know, remember that time we found King of Fighters 98 for the PS2? For what was it?
Fuck all, like 50 kroner, yeah. I think.
And I think that's also worth something.
And I mean, the only reason you picked that up is because we were jokingly looking through her, and I was like, oh, King of Fighters game to you. And then you jumped on it. You literally, like, tore it out of my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was another good find. I think we probably mentioned it in the podcast a long time ago.
I think we did, yeah.
We've been doing this for a while.
We have, almost 3 years now.
Mm. Have you bought anything else?
I picked up 2 Game Boy Color games. One I already owned, but it was complete in box, and it's an extremely, extremely rare Game Boy Color game in a box.
Oh, yes.
Let me just get the name
of it. I'm very excited to
find out. I can never say the bloody name of it. I already got the game. I've already probably talked about picking it up on the podcast. It's called Kirikou.
That one.
It's based on a French animated film, yeah.
Yes.
Familiar. Yeah, they had a box copy for €20 on a Danish website. They also had a copy of a game published by EA called Merlin, which is a delightful 8-bit platformer, which is supposed to be quite good as well. That was also €20. I was like, I'm having both of them.
A delightful 8-bit platformer.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, €20, not €20, God, 20 kroner box Game Boy Color games. I'm like, why not?
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
Why not?
I mean, especially...
What about space? How are you doing for space?
I'm okay. My cabinet's all right. I need to get a new tray or two to put them in because they're just kind of boxed up and stacked on top of other boxes at the moment, which probably isn't doing them any good over time. And there's some very nice boxed games that are in that stack that I should probably tray up and so they keep a little bit of their thing.
Tray
them up. Not betray them, though. I'd never do that to my King of games.
Far too precious to you, Matt.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I, yeah, like, they were that price. They were reasonably cheap. I've actually, I have my eye on one or two more Game Boy Color games. As I've said, I'm kind of debating the whole idea of going that route because it's certainly a lot more cheaper than the Game Boy route. Even though I've almost got the complete set now, apparently a good friend of the YouTube channel is sending me the last game I need when it arrives to him.
Oh, my Lord.
Hopefully I will be done and dusted by the time we come back with Star Trek, because I've bought that game 3 times.
And you're going to do a review of Star Trek?
I will. As soon as I get it, I will review it just because it's the last one I got, and then I'll move on to the Americas. But American games, the ones I'm missing, kind of obscure, a lot of them, kind of expensive. So I'm like, well, I'll bide my time, and I'll just buy some Game Boy Color games. There must be some good stuff in that library, and the carts are dirt cheap. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Should we move on to what we've played?
Yes.
Recently?
I've not really played a lot, I'm going to be honest.
That's okay. I think I've already mentioned LEGO Star Wars 3, and I was enjoying that. The only thing that was like, it was a bit repetitive.
Yeah, well,
The first level is rather repetitive, but it looks nice, and it's kind of fun. This is my feeling with
LEGO
games.
It's a very early TT game, though. Give them some credit.
Oh, LEGO
like,
Star Wars 3 wasn't that early. That was...
That was 2000 and...
It actually starts off very strongly.
Yeah.
Because you do the not the Colosseum thing from Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
And there's some quite unique mechanics of how all the characters work together that I really enjoyed. And the pace of it was fun. And it looks really nice. Even when you compare it to the last two before that, LEGO Star Wars games, this certainly is a step up. But I have played LEGO Star Wars A Complete Saga on Wii recently.
Yeah.
And... you know, I've played these games before, but I happened to get it. Very generously, creative lead on the Star Wars project at LEGO gave me it. He didn't want it, so that was very kind of him.
Yeah.
So I thought, I've got to play this now. And that was quite fun. I played through the first level, which is from Episode 1. And then after you've done that, you unlock the rest of the movies.
Yeah.
And so I got to play through the first level of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to do the Jabba's Palace stuff. You know, and that, again, was fun. There's a lot of variety, and it's nice that you can just kind of dip in and out of the different episodes that game as having to play through from start to finish, you know. So, nice, looks all right in the Wii. Of course, whenever you play Wii games now on a big telly, they look a little bit ropey, but it's not a bad-looking game.
That's good.
Playing the Star Wars game recently, obviously, for obvious reasons. There's a Star Wars thing in the air right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds nasty.
It's a Millennium Falcon. It's right up there.
It's not a big fucking Death Star, is it? Because that'll get rain on anyone's parade. Shooting your chips.
Star Wars Battlefront, I played a little bit. I was doing some survival mode. Was it last weekend?
Yeah.
It's quite tough, actually, when you get into like past wave 10, wave 12 or something on your own doing the survival. I find it quite difficult.
I'm all right with it. Like, I'm not really that high level. It just plays like Halo or anything to me, to be honest. Like, I don't really find that much challenge in that game.
No.
Online multiplayer is starting to get a bit repetitive for me. Personally, like, Battle of Jakku doesn't really add a lot, especially in, like, Blast. As a team deathmatch map, it's awful. There's no cover, it's just boxes, and if you start as the Imperials, you start up a hill, and if you're the Rebels, you're down a hill, so you just walk.
So, are these, you play as Stormtroopers from Episode 7, or...?
Nope. It's set in a fictional universe where it is the actual Battle of Jakku, and that is how all of the ships you see in the trailer got on Jakku, is because of this fictional battle that happens.
We have no idea the context of this battle.
No idea of the context. Just happened.
And no one really has planned this, have they?
No, of course they haven't. They just cool look visuals. Nice to have
crash ships. I played a bit of Castlevania. One really? On the NES.
I nearly bought Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest when I was in Germany, but I didn't. Vienna, sorry, not Germany. They speak German.
This is the Wii virtual console version, which is in really high resolution.
Yeah, it is.
I was surprised at how nice it looked. So I played it for a little bit, but, you know, these older games, they're rather tough.
Yeah, they're pretty difficult.
And in the end,
has it got save states on the Wii?
Yes. Yes, you can. You can resume. Well, I say save states. It's kind of like you can resume play whenever you want to. You quit out of the game when next time you come back in, you'll be at the same point you left it. So that's quite nice. But that's a pretty good game. I haven't played a game that old in quite some time, actually. I haven't played a retro game for a while. And that was really why I started playing it, because I wanted that sort of experience. But, you know, it's not very forgiving, Castlevania.
No, it isn't. You got to get used to it.
You got to remember how old games work again. So it's enemy patterns. You've got to get used to that and think about if they hit you, how far you're going to be thrown back. And it's a very different experience to a modern game, needless to say. It's that I hadn't played an older game for a while, and this is a particularly fine example of a difficult older game.
It's got some very nice aesthetic choices, though.
Great music.
Definitely.
I was humming that music quite a bit.
It's one of those games where, especially like the second level and stuff, when you're inside the castle, like the platforms make sense because they're like ruined pillars and stuff, and they give you context of like, oh shit, this used to be a stairwell. Look, there's steps that are trailing off into like the ether. It's all collapsed. It's in ruin.
Yeah.
It's not like Mega Man where the platforms are just there to be floating platforms. Mm. They've actually thought about the level design on an aesthetic level, which is something you never really saw in NES games. It's nice.
So, you know, I'd like to go back and play a bit more Castlevania at some point in the near future. At the same time, I dipped into Sonic on Mass System because that's my go-to if I want comfort and nostalgia and nothing too difficult.
Yeah.
It's slightly more challenging than Sonic Chaos, of course. Not as challenging as Sonic 2.
Yeah.
But it's one of those games that I have a connection, because I realised as I played it, this was the game, I think, for me. I played Alex Kidd before it.
Yeah.
But this game was the reason that I got up early to play video games. The first video game, I was like, I really need to play this. So I got up early and was playing it.
Same reason I play Bubble Bobble.
It's one of my fondest memories of video games, and I will always go back to it if I want that nostalgia. And it's a very easy game to pick up and play, and I know it like the back of my hand. So
you're scratching the back of your hand as we speak.
I know, otherwise it's the inside, it's my palm.
Oh, okay. You're scratching your palm.
It's a little bit itchy.
Itchy palm.
I don't know why my palm's itchy, but there you go.
It's all right.
And that's everything I've played. Everything I bought. My gaming life for the last couple of
games.
Couple of weeks.
I'm trying to think if I've bought anything else. I really don't think.
Well, maybe if you haven't, we can talk about. Maybe Your dream gaming Christmas list. We talked about this before the podcast.
We did,
it'd
yes.
be a nice thing to try and do.
Well, there
what,
are...
What games are you after at the minute?
A few games I would not mind. Game Boy Color game I'm particularly after at the moment. Hopefully be able to wrangle the Japanese version because I hear it's a lot more better and a lot more complete than the EU release. Is Moomin's Tale on the Game Boy Color. It's a game I've been trying to track down for a while. I got offered a copy of a couple of months ago and I didn't even realise it existed, Sunsoft title, and then I've started to look for it on eBay and it seems to be silly prices already, so I'm waiting for a copy to come around at a reasonable price because it's not that rare a game, it's just expensive because the Sunsoft name on it. Though, like I said, apparently the EU version, when they were hacking in text and stuff, they cut a lot of the actual gameplay out because of memory issues. So apparently the Japanese version, I've been told, is a lot better. So I'm actually kind of looking for that. But I'm going to have to pick up an EU cart if I'm going to go for a complete collection anyway. So I don't know. I wouldn't mind Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
I'm intrigued with Syndicate, but then again, I should really play Black Flag.
I should really play Black Flag and Unity. I haven't played Unity yet.
You have Unity?
I don't have a Unity. Unity's about £8 in the UK, so I'm going to pick that up, I think. I also would not say no to Xenoblade Chronicles X, because I like RPGs. That it looks like a big ass RPG, and it looks very nice on the Wii U.
Yeah.
So, nice. Yeah, it's probably mine, I think.
Yeah, that sounds like some good choices there. I really want Yoshi's Woolly World still. That's
a good game, Tom.
Up the top of my list at the moment. A game that I just realised I've actually bought it, that I was going to mention, was Dragon Ball Z...
Hypertension, the PS4
Hypertension.
Thing.
No, it's the one for the 3DS, the 2D fighter.
Oh, okay.
Budokan Extreme. Extreme Budokan.
Extreme G.
Quite. This is a really nice looking 2D fighter made by Arc System Works.
Oh, okay.
It's great.
Arc System Works know how to make a fighting game.
Yeah, that's it. So... I had to pick it up when I saw it on game.co.uk for £17.
Oh, that's all right.
When it's usually, 40 odd, so.
It's a nice price.
So that's no longer on my list.
What would replace it on your list?
I'm trying to think now. I came with the subject and I can't think now of much that I actually after at the moment. Oh, I would like Rodia, Sky Soldier. I'd like to certainly play that.
Yes.
A bit. Been anything on PS4 recently that I'd like to pick up? I'm not sure if there has been. I say I'm intrigued with Assassin's Creed Syndicate, but I'm not going to run out and buy it. Not yet, anyway. Well, I've hit a blank. Maybe the Japanese version of Lemmings on the game.
I don't know. There must be one or two more. I'm not.
There's got to be. There's things coming out. That are of interest.
I do not give any shits about Fallout 4. Fallout 4
no,
is not something
I, no,
you can
I
see
don't
me play.
Want Fallout 4. Either, but I've never been into Fallout.
There have been other big games recently.
What are the big games? Oh, Black Ops. I wouldn't mind Black Ops 3. For something to play online. I'll convince Gareth to get it as well because he's got a PS4 now.
Yeah. Did he get the Star Wars one in the end?
No, he got the Uncharted one.
Oh, okay.
He got it with Uncharted Collection. Not a game I'm looking at particularly because I've already got all the Uncharted games.
No, I'm the same.
So I don't feel the need to buy them again, really.
I don't. I own the first two, I believe. I don't own the third one, but again, I don't really that bothered about picking up the other one. Rise of the Tomb Raider,
yes.
I would have liked to have played, but I will play
Thank
it now
you for looking
in January when
phone.
It comes out on the PS4.
Really? In January?
Yes, I believe so. I'm pretty sure it's very soon. Xenoblade Chronicles X. I wouldn't mind playing Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes. I don't think it's going to be my cup of tea, but I do like a Zelda game, so...
I should get back onto a Link...
Between Worlds, yes,
Between
you should.
Worlds, yeah. Maybe on the train journey back to go play an airport. So
no, you need to play Spirit Tracks if you're going to play Zelda on a train. Sorry, that's an unwritten rule. I got Chibi Robo Ziplash incoming. Oh, yeah, that's one I can wish for on my Christmas list, because then I'll actually get that one, because I bought it for myself. Ho, ho, ho.
Just like I bought Wii Fit U for myself. Which
yes.
I would like Rock Band 4.
Rock Band 4, yeah, I wouldn't mind playing Rock Band 4. Wouldn't mind playing Guitar Hero Live.
Yeah,
wouldn't mind playing again, yes. Any of those musical instrument peripheral games.
And if you're going to buy me a game, I'd try Disney Infinity. I'm not willing to pay for it myself.
Yeah, that's fair.
The Star Wars one, I'd like to try.
Yeah, Boba Fett, where? Yeah, that's pretty much my wish list, I think. Yeah, there's not even any real retro things I'm after at the moment. I've kind of got them all and Game Boy Colors.
Yeah, well, retro territory. Is a different story for me. I'm looking at getting some more GameCube games and finishing off my GameCube collection based on stuff that I want. And the stuff that I want is really rather cheap and not particularly sought after.
I kind of want Billy Hatcher.
Yeah, I've got Billy Hatcher.
Yeah. Have you heard the multiplayer is good?
Well, maybe we could play it one day.
We should, yeah.
I do have it. Yeah, what on the GameCube? I wouldn't mind GoldenEye Rogue Agent.
Yeah?
I wouldn't mind Dragon's Lair 3D, Samurai Jack on the GameCube.
Yes.
I'm
sure that'll go up in value. That game, that TV series is coming back.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah, it's been, whoever made it, it's been renewed to make another one.
Oh, great. That's great.
I think
great
for Netflix or Amazon or someone.
I wouldn't mind Virtua Striker for the GameCube, actually, because it's got the Sonic, playable Sonic team on it.
Okay.
And I'm going that old thing of I don't have any football games on GameCube. I do actually have Sega Smash Football, which
exactly,
is actually
so don't
pretty,
buy it.
Pretty good.
Don't buy it.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's definitely always retro things. And, you know, I'm getting through the old list, TM.
Glad you trademarked but that just for someone to talk the old list from you.
You referred to it as a list trademarked in the synopsis of the episodes before.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm just carrying on. But yeah, I try to stop myself buying anything at the moment because of Christmas and I'm just trying to focus
there's
on,
no need to be afraid.
On gifts.
It's Christmas time.
I know I'm coming back to
banish
the UK.
Banish light and light in shade.
And I know what's going to happen. I'm going to be faced with a lot of games I bought over the last few months. Like all my Spectrum games.
Oh man, gaming Christmas is the best when you go home and there's just like loads of shit there.
Yeah, I know it's going to be absolutely great. But I'm going to have a lot to play, and I don't really need any more on the pile right now.
I've got a shit ton of like Game Boy Color games that have been gifted to me. It's going to be really fun to sit down and play through those.
Wow.
I'm also going to pick up a shit ton of Game Boy Color games, I think, because I'll have pounds of plenty for Christmas. Hooray! My girlfriend just shaked her head at me across the room. I don't know what that's about.
There's better ways to spend your money, Matthew.
Yeah, exactly. On more Game Boy Color games.
Matt's coming from me.
Yeah, keep your thoughts to yourself.
I get to play some
of
these cool Spectrum games, like How to Be a Complete Bastard. I
yay!
So let's see, Deus Ex Machina.
Cool.
Yeah, the list goes on. So,
those two titles.
There's a lot of damn Spectrum games.
No, I know.
Games
there's all types and everything in there.
Yeah.
Tetris.
I mean, I'm starting to forget what I own. That's
Tetris.
A scary bit. So yeah, that's it. And I hope you also have a really nice Christmas.
I hope you do. Please tweet at us what you would like to see on your gaming Christmas list. What Santa may be coming down the chimney or through the magic door, whatever he's got access
into
your house.
Dream gifts, what would you like? Would you like a multi-mega?
Would you like a ZX Spectrum?
Would you like a nice copy of Snatcher for
would
the
you
Mega
like
CD?
A Vectrex. I wouldn't mind a Vectrex, Tom. I can add
that
to my
Pico?
List. I wouldn't mind a Sega Pico either, actually.
Haven't you got one, then?
No, I haven't. I got the games for it. I nearly bought a Sega Pico, actually, recently, but I didn't.
I wouldn't mind an N-Gage, because I still didn't have one.
Would you like a working Game Gear?
And a working Game Gear. That's all I want for Christmas.
Oh, bless. Santa, send them care of Tom and Matt Attack, P.O. Box, Tom and Matt Attack Shack, Denmark, and we'll get playing.
The Shack, you know, no more.
The Shack lives on in our hearts, Tom. It's okay. If you like this podcast, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Tom and Matt Attack. You can find us on Twitter at the old address of at TMAcast or at TomParry11 and at GameBoil, respectively. You can also find us on blastprocess.com if Tom figures out how the hell to publish this podcast. If he does, or if he doesn't, either
don't worry,
way
I'm going back and seeing people who know how to do it
exactly. Until then though, you can find us on tomattattack.com/podcast. You can also find us in good old iTunes, where you should subscribe to this podcast. Tell other people. That's a Christmas gift to us of sharing the gift of Tom and Matt Attack with the world. We can be like the new Band-Aid. And while you're there, give us a cheeky rate.
Maybe a subscribe
rate.
As well.
No, I've already asked them to do that. That's why I'm on a cheeky rate. It's okay, Tom. See, Tom's upset because not enough people are listening. So spread the gift of Tom Attack.
Maybe they will now we've
Christmas.
Done another podcast.
Yeah, perhaps they will now that there's no empty space.
That's it for 2015. It's been fun.
Good you. I'm literally Tom. I'm going to do it near the mic as low as I can.
What is
drawing
that?
A line under 2015.
Yeah, we'll see you again in 2016. I, for one, can't wait to do more podcasts in the new year.
We can actually do them regularly because we're not on crazy schedules anymore. So that'll be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So all I have to say is Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And enjoy those games.
Game on.
Oh, yeah, you can also game on.
Sometimes, maybe.
Feel like.